It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 13th, 2018. Today is the birthday of U.S. Army physician Walter Reed, born in Gloucester County, Virginia in 1851. In 1901, Reed led the team that confirmed the theory that yellow fever is transmitted by a particular mosquito species rather than by direct contact. This insight gave impetus to the new fields of epidemiology and biomedicine, and most immediately allowed the resumption and completion of work on the Panama Canal. A very young Walter Reed enrolled at the University of Virginia in 1867, and after just 2 years, he completed his M.D. degree in 1869, 2 months before he turned 18. He remains the youngest ever recipient of an M.D. degree from any American university. Reed then enrolled at the New York University's Bellevue Hospital Medical College in Manhattan, where he obtained a second medical degree in 1870. After interning at several New York hospitals, Reed worked for the New York Board of Health until 1875. Finding that his youth limited his influence and dissatisfied with city life, he joined the U.S. Army Medical Corps as an assistant surgeon after passing a grueling 30-hour examination. Over the next 16 years, the Army assigned him to different outposts where he was responsible not only for American military personnel and their dependents, but also various Native American tribes, at one point looking after several hundred Apaches, including Geronimo himself. Reed noticed the devastation that epidemics could wreak and maintained his concerns about sanitation. During one of his last tours, he completed advanced coursework in pathology and bacteriology at the Johns Hopkins University Hospital Pathology Laboratory. In 1893, Reed joined the faculty of the George Washington University School of Medicine and the newly opened Army Medical School in Washington, D.C., where he held the professorship of bacteriology and clinical microscopy. In addition to his teaching responsibilities, he actively pursued medical research projects and served as the curator of the Army Medical Museum, which later became the National Museum of Health and Medicine. In 1896, Reed distinguished himself as a medical investigator. He proved that yellow fever among enlisted men stationed near the Potomac River was not a result of drinking the river water. He showed officials that the enlisted men who got yellow fever had a habit of taking trails through a local swampy forest at night. Their yellow fever-free fellow soldiers did not do so. Reed also proved that the local civilians drinking from the Potomac River had no relation to the incidence of the disease. This breakthrough in yellow fever research is widely considered a milestone in biomedicine and was widely considered the greatest advance in medical science since the discovery of the vaccination for smallpox. Ironically, Walter Reed died of medical complications on November 22, 1902, of peritonitis from a ruptured appendix at age 51. He is buried with honors in Arlington National Cemetery. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 13th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.